Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Try to find a daycare center. Try it. No, really. Try and find one you can afford. No, really. Try and find one that's fully staffed. No, really. So the governor said he fixed all that. He signed some bill that adds $25 million retention bonus, $7.5 million bump in rates for the state-funded pre-K counts to boost wages. And what he says is a $450 bonus for employees who work hard. Okay. Will that make a difference? Will that change the game? I don't know. But one of my close friends, who is the guru, who knows daycare better than anyone in America because he owns and operates several of them, Rob Kania, joining me this afternoon. Good morning. Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Good afternoon, Marty. I'm great. How are you?
So I sent you this, and I'm an idiot, and it was enticing and kind of, okay, this will help. But then you did what you do, and you broke it down, and you showed me the numbers. Let's go through them, because they don't work, and they don't attract people. And tell me why, please, sir. All the money he talks about, please.
So, just again, it's just like every other industry. This is based on economies of scale. So your owner-operators, should they get a piece of this, you're talking about very small amounts per child for those kids, and really small amounts for those retention bonuses. And it's just not enough. I did $1,500 retention bonuses in Cincinnati that worked. And I did, you know, I think $1,200 retention bonuses in Columbus that didn't work. So these, I think, work out to a heck of a lot less than that. So, and again, over the course of a year, if they're spreading those out, it's really not going to do much, you know. So, again, $25 million in a press conference has a wow factor behind it. It sounds great, but when you look at, you know, 50,000 children, and spreading this around, and the specific needs of rural communities, and the specific needs of urban communities, and what those providers are facing, it just doesn't do enough.
Does it get the game started even? I mean, it just doesn't, does it?
No, I mean, and how much of that money is going directly to the providers for those retention bonuses for the teachers and for the direct care of those kids? You know, we get an investor, we get $250,000, and we start working on centers. Every penny of that goes in. You know, the private sector, you know, knows what they're doing. You know that private equity is starting to come into the industry. So, you know, those are going to be the game changers. But, you know, the government moving funds from one area to another, saying we're going to put $25 million in and spreading it out across the state, you know, $25 million would have an impact on Allegheny County, some neighborhood, wow. You know, a little bit of Philadelphia, but not the entire state, no.
Let's be honest. Do you have daycares in Western Pennsylvania, sir?
No.
Why? Why not?
Everything is easier in Ohio, so I'm doing most of my work in Ohio right now.
Explain, what the hell does that mean,
easier? Something. They're building a $2.2 billion battery factory in the middle of nowhere. I've been passing it going between Columbus and Cincinnati every week.
Right.
Included in that investment, the state of Ohio is making sure they're building housing around this plant, that they're going to have childcare centers for the workers in and housing and all those things. So in Ohio, they're not saying, great, we got this multi-billion dollar investment. I believe it's Honda and LG that need these batteries, and they're building this plant together. For these batteries, and we're creating all these jobs, but they're also sitting there saying, well, we need places for them to live. They're going to need hospitals. They're going to need childcare centers. So the state's sitting there supporting them, saying, okay, we're going to make sure all the other players, you know, that need to literally build a community around this amazing investment by Honda and LG, we're going to make sure everything's taken care of. So barriers are removed. Regulatory environments are friendly. You know, and it's easy to come in if you're a developer and say, we're going to start buying land to build homes around this and other things. You've had guys on that talk about how difficult it is in Pennsylvania, and especially Pittsburgh.
Forget it. Forget it.
Zoning. Forget it. Yeah. Well, they're asking you to come in and build and do business in Ohio. So they just make it easier. So, again, $25 million, it sounds great in a press conference, but – you know, again, it's not going to address the issue. It's just not. It's not that it's not enough. It's just spread too thin. They should have targeted some specific areas and really focused on spending $25 million to eliminate the problem long term in a handful of communities, and then next year addressed a couple more.
Hey, Rob Kenya, my guru with daycare, without naming names. You have spent at least 2 years trying to get one relationship going with one county desperate for daycares, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
right.
It's not just that one county. It's a.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of we need to do this, and you know. You have the same meeting over and over again, and
so what I'm saying is it's head against brick wall in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I should wear a helmet because I'm banging my head off of that brick wall a lot.
And are there counties that have no daycares or just a handful? Entire counties, sir.
Yeah, there's the rural districts. You know, I think when you paint the picture, you think of city neighborhoods. You know,
yep.
Not having enough child care centers and, you know, even some suburbs and things like that. But it's really the rural communities. So Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and areas of Ohio, the rural communities are really, really hard. They definitely face some unique challenges.
Rob Kenya, truth to power, brother. Thank you.
You got it, Marty. Thank you. Hey, by the way, Marty, sorry to hear about Jeff Cohen. I wish I would have seen him sooner, but great guy.
He's a good man, right?
Yeah, really good guy.
He made a difference. Thanks, brother.
All right, man.
Right back, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I have been doing stuff with Giant Eagle for a hell of a long time. In fact, Jan, who's sitting here with me, Drexler, we go way back. Do you remember? We did the coolest stuff. We had gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
And we would walk up to people and fill their gas tanks. And these people would tell these amazing stories, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Do you remember that sweet elderly man who we gave a gift card to, and he said, I can't wait to go home and tell my bride about this.
Right.
Oh.
Or a girl who said her mother had cancer. She was putting herself through nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And that she didn't have money to fill her gas tank. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Jen, I think part of why you've always been so good and why we've enjoyed it so much is there is that momentum within this corporation to make a difference, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We say all the time that we know that there are so many of our neighbors out there who are truly deciding if they are going to spend their money to fill their gas tank, to be able to go to work, if they're going to put food on the table, if they're going to pay their heating bill in weather like this. And those are really tough decisions that people are trying to make and figure out how to stretch their budget. So we at Giant Eagle, obviously being a food retailer, being a Pittsburgh company, we try to do our best to help at least try to take that food insecurity piece out of it, to make sure that people do have food on their tables at the holiday times, but really all year round.
We did some stuff I know you remember this stuff because you're the one who put it together. We would walk up into a line at the grocery store and just pay for someone's groceries. They start crying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes such a difference. And especially when we have a great partner like you to do it. People love to see you
sometimes.
In general.
And occasionally.
Most of the time.
Yeah, there's a quadrant.
But especially when you're going to show up
something.
And say, hey, how about a gift card to pay for your groceries today?
But I think, and I'm, as you know, I'm very close with Bill Artman. Mm-hmm. And he thinks the same way. Like, he sends me a text one day. So I love him. My man says, how many turkeys do you want to give away? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of, let's do this, let's make a difference now, and let's help people now mentality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that there's just so much need right here in the Pittsburgh community that if you're privileged enough to not have to think about how you're going to pay for your groceries, you might not have that top of mind, or you might not realize that your neighbor could be struggling even though you never see it. So that's something we always try to be very mindful of at Giant Eagle and say, if we have the opportunity and the resources to help, we absolutely should and want to.
Janet Drexler with Giant Eagle, where the hell are the pennies? Huh?
The pennies.
Where are the pennies?
The pennies are all already being redistributed
are
to
they?
All of our stores.
Are they?
Yeah, there was so much intention and so much thought behind
gosh.
That. The penny shortage is a real thing.
And yeah.
We want to make sure that we can keep going with exact change for our customers as long as we can.
Were they ever all in like one room?
That's a great question.
You don't know.
I don't have the answer to that, but I think it might have been difficult to get them all in
wow.
one place at one time. That was a heck of a lot of pennies.
Were you kind
we
of
collected.
Blown away? I mean, $2.2 million in gift cards.
Yeah, we all, as the day was starting to wrap up and we were waiting on the final counts, we all started to try to guess, like, oh, how many pennies
do
you think we brought in today? Whew, I was way under.
Was it $114
million? So many.
Right?
Yeah. Isn't that a crazy number?
Well, my man Patrick here said, I thought $20 million. Right? He said, no way. Bill thought maybe $30 million. Right?
Mm-hmm. And it just got all those estimations got blown out of the water. See, it's amazing what people had hanging around
in so
their couch cushions
it's
and their
so
basements.
True. Sitting on them.
That spare closet that you forgot existed and you really had a big bucket of pennies in there. So many interesting stories.
$114 million. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Man. But at the end of the day, what it did was it made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It did. And I think it's a great sort of reminder that you might think, oh, I only have $10 worth of pennies at home. That's not going to be anything. But then you see if everybody brings in $10 worth of pennies, it adds up to so much more. And that's, I think, something to just keep in mind. Like we always say, if you have a dollar to donate the Salvation Army and the Red Kettle or the food bank, and you think, a dollar, what's that really going to do? If everybody gives that dollar, it's going to add up to so much more and be able to make such an impact.
And as you know, and as Bill knows, and as Giant Eagle knows, things are tight right now for folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, budgets are tight. We know folks are trying to figure out how they're going to allocate their funds and how they're going to cover all of these expenses. And then you stack the holiday season on top of it, and you want to be able to have those special meals, share gifts with loved ones, and all of those things that make the holidays feel special can really be a financial burden on top of all of the other expenses of daily life that are already a challenge.
Let me say this. I'm so glad you got married. You know why? Because I butchered.
The last name's easier.
I butchered this poor woman's name for 20 years. And now it's just Drexler.
Well, I am happy to make your life easier, Marty.
Well, I'm an idiot. And you're wonderful. And I love the joint, and I love the vibe, and I love what you guys do, and you've always been so positive and uplifting, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for being here, and thanks for all the support. We really appreciate it.
And the Red Kettles are outside.
And they will be through the 24th.
Nice. Thanks, Jenna. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's a hell of a morning, a hell of a day, and a lot of accidents. And my man Trevin put together this collage of crashes and incidents in the city of Pittsburgh, underlining the dramatic need for doing a better job for folks who live and work and play and pay taxes in Pittsburgh. Listen to this amalgamation of madness. Listen.
12 station, 514 Baldwin Road, alongside fire and EMS. Medic 12 to the station. They just witnessed a car drive into the creek. Driver's still inside the vehicle.
3450 from Shady.
609. Just an update here. There's one male trapped in the vehicle. He's conscious and alert. It's not completely submerged into the creek, but there is water up around the vehicle. They're starting extraction now.
3450 go. It's probably going to take me 15 minutes to figure out what the weather.
Yeah, I know the plows are operating under emergency schedule, but can you let them know Heron? I went in a lot of spin-outs, and they're stacking up on Heron.
Attention all Zone 1 units, all Zone 1 units, be advised. DPW reporting a road closure. Suffolk Street will be closed between Peekskill and East Street until further notice. 3215 Able, start for 4336 Center Avenue off of Shenley Farms Terrace and Bigelow Boulevard. See the complainant in a Ford Escape, stated they sideswiped the vehicle. Believes he's going to need a tow.
Start for 1529 Creedmoor Avenue between Freedom Avenue and Hobson Street for a gray Toyota RAV4 sliding down the hill. Arlington Avenue at Newton Street for a vehicle into a parked car, tow needed. Another calling for an accident at Potomac and Banksville. The one that you are going to says it's a silver Volvo. This is saying a white Kia. I'm not sure if it is involved in the same accident.
All right, copy. Well, I'm en route to that crash. I'm behind a red vehicle. It's having trouble driving through the snow. I guess he has bad tires, so I'm going to be a minute.
I know we're extremely short. I don't know if I can get another unit to block off the top of Potomac. If we don't have anyone, can you contact Stormont? We still have two or three more vehicles slid down the hill.
Base all zone one units. All zone one units be advised in the area of the McKee-Shawks Bridge and Ohio River Boulevard. We have a driver requesting traffic control for drivers who are unable to drive in the snow.
See the complainant, 2051 Raymond Street, 2051 Raymond Street. Off of Hornaday Road and Scout Avenue. This is for a pickup truck into a telephone pole. No injuries. Possible tow needed.
Base, I need zone for you to come back in to respond to 1234 Muldowney Avenue off of Interborough for a vehicle that slipped out of gear and hit the building. The driver's on scene. He wasn't in the truck. Base, any other 6 unit coming back in to respond to Anthony Stoff Funeral Home at 900 Chartiers Avenue. Meet a snow plow driver who says that he's there to plow the lot, but there's some teenage girls snowboarding, refusing to leave, giving him a hard time.
Well, there's that. On a lighter note, it's a... There's a couple things here. Number one, when a city with 1,200 miles of roads and probably 40 legitimate snow plows, probably, the math doesn't work, kids. It just doesn't. It can't. It won't. It has no capacity to. Number two, when for decades, when there's a storm, they hit the main roads, kind of. The secondary, kind of. The tertiary, as they call them, never. Ever. Ever. Your whole life. Ever. Little side streets. Number four. Rachel Heisler, lover, fantastic controller, on this show, says we need $200 million to fix the city's jacked up fleet. $200 million. She says they need $25 million a year just to keep pace. And this year, $9 million. Going towards it? Nine? Ain't working. Can't work. At one point or another, half of the trucks in many divisions are broken down. When we had Heisler on the air last week live, there was an ambulance downtown with 186,000 miles on it. Okay? We got a problem. Big picture. You can say Griffin's a jagoff. Any town, any city can't handle this. I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. I'm not accepting it. I will not accept the we suck if it snows mentality. We can't. We have to do better. There is some stuff happening. discussion of setting up contributions from nonprofits to buy ambulances, for instance, UPMC would. Okay? There have been discussions for nonprofits to fund grant programs for equipment. Initial discussions, and there is interest in doing such. There are discussions about changing the way this is done. But today, it sucks. It was flat out mayhem. 4 hours. You know, when a big storm hits this town, I can go anywhere I want outside of the city. You know, when a big storm hits this town, I can't go into the city. It's ironic. My boy Jeff Cohen, who lived in Squirrel Hill, along Beechwood, in that area, who has been at home sick with cancer, died Saturday night. If he had not, he would have sent me at least a dozen texts during the show saying, public work sucks. I would fire everybody. You know why? Because my man was smart. And he knew this town. And he knew this streets. And he lived in Squirrel Hill for more than 30 years. And for more than 30 years, every time there was a big snow, his street sucked. At some point, wouldn't it sink in for someone? Seems like it. We'll be right back. I know there were accidents all over the region, but Pittsburgh was the worst. It's just the truth. And at the end of the day, they got a changed the game, man. I've been telling this story for more than 20 years on this show. Same crap. Every year. And it never changes. I'm not kidding. If it's a business, it's bankrupt, man. I got to play this clip. Real quick, this sweet girl. Listen to this. Listen to what happened to her at the Steeler game. Listen to this. It's sad. Listen.
Hi, guys. This is a very honest and vulnerable post, but I went to the Steelers game tonight against the Bills here in Pittsburgh. I sat in section 124, and in the last literal 10 minutes of the game, some Bills fans came by our seat. We were sitting in the center, me and my friend Carly, and they walked past us, and I had so many layers on, and these group of Bills fans walked past us and stole my mom's terrible towel that she gave to me that was embroidered with a special message from her to me because we were such big Steelers fans. And if at all possible, I hope that this reaches those people so that they can return that terrible towel to me because that was very important to me. And I posted it on my Instagram story and tagged Buffalo Bills, but that terrible towel meant so much to me because my mom's not here with us anymore. And that was something that she gave to me because that was our thing. Steelers games, and the shocking fans, I hope you rot in hell, because it's not even like we were annoying. We were literally losing and not being annoyed at all. When there was four people away from you to get to the right side, and you walked past us, and I had so many layers on that I couldn't feel you guys snatch from me.
I hope she finds the towel. She was very emotional. The reason why she was emotional, that towel, her mom wrote something beautiful on it. Her mom died from pancreatic cancer. And she wanted to tell the world. She got a lot of negative criticism. One of my friends wanted her on the air with me. And she said, look, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. And some people accused her of making it up. Some people attacked her, and she said, I've had enough. And they're blaming her. Oh, poor thing. All she wanted was something that mattered to her. Meantime, Captain Luke with the Salvation Army. How are you, sir? Captain, you there? Hey, Captain.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yep, I'm here.
So we had a young man come by and give us $80, and we put it in the red kettle.
Nice.
So people do care, don't they, sir?
They do. They really do. And I can't express that enough, that the people that we come in contact with every day, 99% of the people are great and nice, and we can't do this without them.
The red kettle means a hell of a lot, does it not, Captain?
I'm sorry, say it again for a second.
The red kettle is so important, is it not, sir? All right, we're having trouble with that. Thank you,
Captain.
Yeah, I
think we're having a little trouble here.
Okay,
but
thank you, sir.
Oh, there we go.
So, it's a very important day. You can text. You don't have to drop the money into Kettle. To Kettle, 31333, Kettle, 31333. It's very, very important. Giant Eagle will have these folks here till the end of the month. It's so, so important that we help out the Salvation Army. They help thousands of families every year, and they mean so much to this town and actually to America. And the Red Kettle campaign is wonderful. And they're volunteers, and they love making a difference. And that's why we're here today. We have had a wonderful moment out here and have enjoyed every single minute of it. And we love the folks at Giant Eagle for supporting us, and especially the folks with the Salvation Army. All right, folks, my man Colin is up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.